Who knows whether it's a blip or not, whether it's a sign of long-term recovery or not. We've been in this situation before. I was looking at the data yesterday, and it's interesting. In 1981, which was this, we only had two recessions in the last 30 years or so. 1981, we had a long recession, and the first set of national accounts data that came out with the GDP numbers in them in December 1981 came out showing 1% GDP growth for that quarter, which is quite strong. The next quarter, the data came out, and it was negative growth for that quarter, but they revised that 1% positive GDP growth down to minus 0.7% GDP growth. So a huge revision. And as a result of that, sort of 3 months after, I don't know if the politicians were crowing about not having a recession, that would have been Malcolm Fraser at that time, but they would have had to eat humble pie as the data came in showing two quarters of negative growth, which would have been quite surprising. And therefore showing the economy in recession. The subsequent quarter was small positive growth, but the next four quarters were all also negative GDP growth. So it's quite a long recession. So yes, the data showed yesterday 0.4% GDP growth. It's positive, which is good. It's certainly, as the Prime Minister and the Treasurer said, it's certainly better than every other country in the OECD, except perhaps for one. It's certainly much better than the G7, the wealthier OECD countries, and better than many countries in our region. Southeast Asian economies have been really badly hurt by drop in exports, particularly manufactured goods exports. So we are doing relatively well. But there's plenty of other numbers, even in that data that was released yesterday, that shows that the economy is not doing so well. If you divide by population growth, our GDP growth per head actually declined by 1.6% in the last year. So that's a pretty poor outcome, certainly relative to recent years. Our incomes have been declining, even if GDP growth has been positive. And GDP is a measure of actual physical output of goods and services. So there's basically what the data yesterday shows is that there's a very small increase in the number of things being produced in the amount of services being provided, a very small increase. But the incomes being generated by that level of output has actually fallen quite significantly in the last year. And in particular, exports have not fallen away as fast as people feared, but the export revenues have fallen away and will continue to fall away quite quickly as the prices we get for our iron ore and so on have been falling quite rapidly. So what economists call the terms of trade, the price of our export relative to imports has fallen, and therefore household incomes will fall. So some people will find that pretty difficult in terms of the business environment. The retailers are going to see that households don't have as much money to spend, even though, again, unemployment numbers are pretty good and not showing big increases in unemployment. People don't have as much money. So good and bad. Good relative to other countries, but certainly relative to our history and relative to certainly recent history in the last 7 or 8 years, the economy is definitely very soft. So I'm fully in support of the stimulus package. I think that you can always argue about particular measures. I wasn't keen on the handouts, and it's clear now that those handouts didn't have much of an impact. But the rest of the budget measures, the spending on infrastructure and education and health, I'm in favour of, and they do support the economy. It's arguable how much that sort of caused GDP to be positive, GDP growth to be positive last quarter. It certainly helped. But yes, the stimulus package helped us, but other countries had stimulus packages as well. So it's not like that was the thing that stood us apart from the rest of the OECD, for example. But the stimulus package did probably get us out of recession, or at the very least stimulate growth from a small positive to a slightly bigger positive number. Most economists would not use the sort of journalistic interpretation of a recession being two negative quarters of growth. And in fact, most economists would have a pretty rubbery definition of a recession being significantly below trend. We are significantly below trend in terms of GDP growth, and so I would say we're in recession. In some countries, in the US, there's an official agency, the National Bureau of Economic Research, that looks at hundreds of variables, and they actually have a committee that decides whether or not the economy is in recession. So they don't look at just the GDP numbers. That committee in the US put the US economy in recession in in November 2007. I think if we had a similar sort of structural committee in Australia, they'd probably put the economy in recession around about September of last year, if you look at all the data and what's happening in the economy. Even now, if you look at the structure of GDP, the farm sector, basically the recovery from the drought, has been what's been responsible for keeping us just above zero growth in the last year. So the non-farm GDP growth numbers have been negative or zero basically for the last year or so. So again, that sort of points to the fact that we're probably already in recession, depending on your definition, whether you define that as being in recession since the beginning of last year or somewhere towards the end. Most economists would say we're in recession. The only sort of counter to that is there's a couple of numbers that are holding up surprisingly well. Unemployment declined. The unemployment rate declined with the last month's data that was released for April. That was very surprising, but there's a lot of volatility in that number month to month, and so really we'll need to wait and see another sort of 3 or 4 months' data to see whether that sort of holding pattern for unemployment stays or goes away. I would still suspect that unemployment will rise another percent or at least another percent and a half or so before the end of the year. And again, that's consistent with the economy being in recession. We've done very well. Again, we're at the top of the OECD countries in terms of GDP growth and bottom in terms of unemployment rate, exactly where we'd hope you'd always be. But it's well to remember that our growth is still very poor. We're still doing badly, just not as badly as other countries. For us to do well again, we do require our trading partners to do much better, the global economy to be in better shape, the global financial system to be in better shape. The thing that we've been lucky, is that China has grown, seems to have grown surprisingly quickly. I guess a lot of economists, the IMF, were suggesting they might get 6 to 7% growth this year, 6.7% to be exact. It's now looking like that growth rate will be closer to 8%. And the stimulus packages that they've started have been very helpful to us. They've been very much infrastructure related, leading to a strong demand for steel and iron ore and so on. And so part of our strength is the fact that we've been sort of pulled along by China a little bit. But if China can grow more strongly and other countries can grow more strongly, that will be what gets us back to normal in the sense of 3% rather than 0.5% GDP growth over the course of a year. So yeah, we do rely on the rest of the world to be pulling us out of this difficult situation.